Hello, everyone. My name is Anakin Meeker, and welcome to The Madhouse. Today, we're tackling a fundamental issue and question that people have been asking and wondering, or sometimes using, for pretty much all of known existence. The Bible saying repeatedly not to be gay. Because that one, it always stuck out to me. It doesn't make sense. It never made sense. Even when I was a wee lad, learning because of Nina Agdal, I don't know, I think that's how her name is, some supermodel, was in a bra commercial, Airy. I still remember it. It was the Mary Airy commercial. That was when I found out that I liked women. And holy shit, did that do things to me. As well as the Avatar movie. I realized something different about me when I saw that. I know I'm not the only one, but that's not the topic of discussion for today. It's the gay shit. It's the gay shit in the Bible that is just completely out of nowhere. At least that's what it feels like. It's just out of fucking left field. You have all these stories. You have Samson doing awesome shit. He fucking took out all the Philistines ever. Anybody that they went against. And then you have Abraham with his son just is like, "Oh no, I hope one day, please God, give me a child one day, please." And then he's like 90 and God's like, "Okay, fine." He's like, "You can't do that." And he's like, "Is nothing more powerful than God?" Boom, your wife's pregnant. And then all that. You get all these different religions that even branch off, and it's this super, I don't know, it's insanely sophisticated for that time period that this shit was written in. And it's just like, out of nowhere, they're like, no gays. Absolutely none. And it never made sense to me. Even as a kid, when I was jerking off to Nina Agdal, I was sitting there, and I would hear, like, I mean, even my own, there was a fun moment growing up where my mother, it was like monsooning outside. I think it rained for like 2 or 3 days straight, and it was just coming down, and my mom just looks out the window, and she's like, "It's 'cause they legalized gay marriage. God's angry." Even as a kid, I was like, "Mom, I believe you on a lot of things. This one, I don't know if you're right. Something, it doesn't seem right to me." It never made sense. It never made sense. And I think it kind of clicked. I do think I get it now. I think I understand where it came from. And they're right. They're right. They were right. They were right. You should not be gay in the time that the Bible was written. You shouldn't. It's bad for business. It's not great. In fact, it's the opposite of kind of the point of the entire fucking book is being gay. I'm going to let that hang. Because I'm going somewhere with this. You shouldn't be gay. It's like, "Anakin, didn't you take psych meds and you wanted to suck dudes off?" And it's like, yeah. I get it. But you shouldn't be gay. And I don't think it applies right now in this time period. Maybe it does. And maybe I'm completely missing the point. And maybe some fucking freak that is, all he does is jerk off to the Bible all day and then molest kids by night, would be able to go line and verse and tell me exactly why I'm wrong. But they're not here right now, and I don't care. So I'm gonna tell you why I think that. I think the Bible was kind of right about the whole gay shit. And yeah. So if we you have to suspend No, you don't have to suspend disbelief. Just let me take you back to where they were in life. Back to where they were. We're talking people that were primitive. Primitive to us. They were not primitive in the fact that they could build pretty amazing structures. You know, you got the Egypt and you got shit like Jericho that has just been around forever. That fucking city. I don't know if it's still around now, but that shit. You can still find these ancient cities that somehow just built of stone, primitive, ancient ancestor, ancient man was able to take massive, insanely big blocks over the course of, I'm guessing, generations and make these incredible structures. But they did not have the medical know-how that we have now. They didn't have that. We're talking, I mean, people would sacrifice each other. They were still doing that. They stunk, for sure. There was no way that they were bathing regularly. They couldn't. They were trying to live. They were trying to survive. And as you go through the stories of the Bible, my biggest takeaway, you don't even have to believe in God. If you read it, it's a survival book. It's how to survive by them. And I think everybody should read it because it's a fucking... One, it's an amazing story. It's just... It's hard to even... Well, it's incredible how they... Just to see what the world was like back then, where it was just like thousands of people would just be like, fuck those guys! And they just pull out a bunch of swords and they just run right at them. Or sometimes you get David and Goliath, this little kid, who I think is from Egypt, but, you know, whatever. Whatever. It's Sinuwe's tale. It's a whole nother thing. Go back and look at my past episodes, because it's fucking crazy. Sinuwe's tale. But you got David and Goliath, this tiny pipsqueak new rookie guy comes out there on behalf of all the all of Jerusalem, the tribes of Israel, and they get in a circle and everybody's around. All the men are shaking in their armor. Everybody's like, fight, 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 fight. And Goliath is like, oh, I'm going to take this fucking pipsqueak. I'm going to take him out behind the woodshed and ass fuck him. That didn't happen. Or maybe it did. I don't know. I wasn't there. You weren't there. Nobody knows. Could have happened. It's the secret ending to David and Goliath. But they, anyway, you know, it has this epic tale and, you know, he shoots him in the face. And I don't remember where I was going with that, but it's fine because if you go through it, oh yeah, the point was that they have fucking amazing stories in it. But if you go through it, and you don't believe anything about it, there's still pretty incredible wisdom. There's still pretty incredible wisdom. You don't have to drink the Kool-Aid. You don't have to suspend disbelief on a miracle or God or whatever. It's like, if you just read it, it seems like a survival guide. A humanity survival guide. Just basic shit. Basic shit. Don't sacrifice people. The overarching thing is that I took away from it is that it seems like it's humans first. It's just how did we get here? How did we do this? By banding together, helping one another out. That's how we're the apex predator. That's what we figured out. And helping each other. And not killing each other. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then we have to continue the species. Everybody stop killing one another. Stop fucking fighting. And instead, just fucking help. Turn the other cheek or whatnot. Just help each other. And if you're in a bad position, do what you can about it. Don't take it out on anybody. Just continue to live, because if you practice peace and all of this, it should work out. You should be fine. You can defend yourself. But that it's like, it's that. It's everybody be cool. And then also, here is how to continue the species. You have a guy, you have a girl, Adam and Eve, and they are happily together. They're holding hands, they're running around doing all this fun stuff, eating fruits and whatnot, you know, getting into mischievous acts. And then, you know, they have a kid. And that's the second part. The overarching theme is to continue the species. Continue the species and just play nice. Because when you play nice, it helps the species out. And then out of nowhere, they throw in the gay shit. It's like you got the Sodom and Gomorrah thing that everybody clings to. And then, you know, I think it was it Peter? All the letters. There's a letter in Jesus' time when, I mean, the guy just flats out. One in this, the same letter, if you read the letters, he's just talking mad shit. It's fucking great. He's like, it's like, guys, the church is fucking up right now. What are we doing? What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing? Stop. Stop. Just be a church. Stop dicking around. Let's just praise God and go home. You don't have to pull all these bitches or whatever they were doing. I don't remember. And honestly, let's remember that I'm the motherfucker that got stoned to death and got brought back. I went to prison like 800 fucking times and all the doors flew open. The guard cried and pissed his pants and shit all over himself. It's a self-defense mechanism because of tigers. And then, also, don't be gay. He just threw that in there. It was, like, kind of ironic that him saying don't be gay was coupled with him being prideful. But that's another story. I don't know. But, I mean, it just flat out makes sense. It took me forever. It took me forever to figure out that, you know, maybe in Roman times, they didn't have the shit that they didn't have the shit that they could give to Magic Johnson. I'm just saying. Let's think, they didn't have condoms. If you were gay in Bible times, you couldn't have safe sex. You weren't going to do an enema, flush out your ass, and get it all nice and clean and ready to go. No, you're gonna fucking put your dick in a bunch of shit. You might as well fuck the shit pile. And of course, it's like, when you start thinking about it, it's like, duh! Guys! Stop fucking each other! Stop! It's like, there's... You got all this hair. We're talking about the Jews, right? Come on. Gross! What the fuck? You gotta go in there with a fucking machete and shit. Literal shit. It's like you're asking for it. You're asking for it if you're gay during that time. If you're gay any other time besides now. It's like it's not gonna go well. It's not even about if it's wrong or right or anything like that. It's just, we're trying to, the entire book is a survival guide. And it's like, guys, don't put your dick where shit comes out. Stop. And we also have to have kids. You can't have a fucking kid. It's -3,000. The year -3,000 or whenever. What are you fucking doing? Stop packing shit! It's just shit like that. It's like, you guys can give each other blowies, maybe. I don't know. But it kind of defeats the purpose. Because, like, we wrote this entire book so we could survive and help other people. So maybe just throw Don't Be Gay in there or something. Christ. Maybe not quite yet, but he's coming. He's on the way, and he'll agree. Don't. Stop it. Stop fucking each other. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, that old saying. Fucking don't be gay. What are we doing? But I don't think it holds up anymore. I don't... That one's just... It's just so crazy to me. It's so crazy. It's so fucking crazy to me that anybody is like, they said so! It's in the Bible! Stop! You can't be gay! No! It's like, shut the fuck up. If they want to just let them be gay. Let the fruits fruit. And more puss for the rest of us. What are we talking about? Let them go. Let them fuck. They'll figure it out. Because there's another part of this too. And let's just be honest. When you get fucked in the ass so many times, you get a little bitter. You get a little bit better. You know?
Audio listeners, I just raised my hand.
It's like, you don't want to do anything after you get fucking railed. It hurts. But like in a good way. But if you shouldn't. If you have to go out there and forage for food and you just got fucked in the ass by probably your third cousin or whatever, he's just going to fucking Plowtown. It's like you're not going to want to go hunt. You're going to want to cuddle. Because that's what happens. You want to be a little gay guy. Touching each other and all that. And it's fine. You can do that now. But when the Bible was written or in Rome. Maybe not so much in Rome. But when the Bible was written, it's like, fuck. Stop fucking. Get off your ass. Stop taking dick. We gotta go hunt. And build shit. It's not cool, man. And like, what the fuck are you supposed to do in that time? If you find the guy. You find the guy. Very charming. Broad shoulders. Warrior. He's the guy. And he has a big ass dick. We're talking. Ooh. Beautiful. Beautiful long cock. Veiny. Gorgeous. Balls nice and tight, you know? Somebody clicked on this, thought it was going to be educational. That's crazy. Fuck you. Whatever. It's the madhouse, baby. Come on! But it's like... And he's so into it. He's just fucking plowing that shit. But it's massive. It's girthy. It's throbbing. It's ready for you. And he's a warrior. He's not fucking playing games. You think he's going to spit on that shit? Hell no. He's going to shove that shit right up in you. And he's just going to take you to fucking Meat Town, baby. And when he pulls back... So many people have clicked off by now. Fuck it. And when this big, beautiful gentleman yanks his dick out of your asshole, sometimes if you haven't done it a lot, that thing will come out. It's called a prolapsed anus. And like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to go over to the altar, slap it down, and have somebody chop it off? What the fuck are you supposed to do with that? We're talking about biblical shit. Biblical time. It's like, no fucking wonder it's in there. And can we just, like, ignore it, maybe? It's like, okay, that's one of the ones that's part of the times. It's just crazy. When you just stop and fucking think about it for a second, and go back to when this shit was written, they were barely using swords up at this point. They weren't even literate. This was before writing. What the fuck are you supposed to do with a prolapsed anus? You can't even write. They don't know to put ice on it or whatever you do to make it shrivel back up and go up inside of you. Yeah, it's nasty. But so is fucking somebody in the ass raw dog in like 10,000 years ago. Okay? Grow up. It's just insane, man. I don't know if that made sense. Fuck it, though. Fuck it. Because it's just crazy. When that epiphany hit me, like the gays, when they hear this episode and they come fucking down onto my street waving flags and shit. And some of them, I mean, low-key, this is a call, so like, come over. I'm trying to see what's what. Trying to see what's what, because there's no good gay guys out here, you know. I mean, my upstairs neighbor, but... What the fuck? We're having fun. It's a madhouse, man. It's a madhouse. But it's gross. It's really fucking disgusting when you think about it. When you like really think about it, how you might as well fuck a monkey. Oh my God, is that how it happened? Is that why AIDS happened? That whole thing? You're not shaving. Those guys were not shaving. They were not shaving. Nobody was fucking shaving. All right, let's get off of this subject. Speaking of nasty shit, I gotta tell you about my night last night, because that shit was fucking wild. Speaking of nasty gay shit, speaking of taking it up the ass, my last night was fucking wild. No, I didn't have gay sex last night, unfortunately, but, you know, sorry. But, you know, it's just like, last night was just fucking crazy. I don't remember a goddamn thing. I don't remember a goddamn fucking thing. I'm writing this graphic novel right now. We'll see what happens with it. But usually what I like to do is get a little bit of smoke, get some drink next to me, by my side, whiskey and coke for the caffeine, and then just go, and then just fucking go, and some wild shit comes out sometimes. Other times, it might as well just be that prolapsed anus that got yanked out of that guy in Jerusalem so long ago that made them write down, don't do gay shit, otherwise the Leviathan will show up. The asshole Leviathan. But I'm last night, I made all the mistakes. I made all the fucking rookie mistakes, man. It was crazy as hell. Or at least that's what I've pieced together. Yeah, I mean, I got blackout drunk on my own in my own apartment. And the scene I woke up to, I think I would have rather it been a dead body. Because it just, it was, I don't know, I had to be like Sherlock Holmes. I had to be a detective and figure out what the fuck happened. Because the last thing I remember is sitting down to write. I just sat down to write. And fade away. And then the only other memory I had was I was on the floor. And this, I barely remember it, but I was on the fucking floor. On the goddamn floor. And like the world was spinning. The earth was spinning. I was spinning in the other direction. And my mind was going more on a vertical y-axis rotation. And everything was just going to shit. And I'm on my fucking carpet. And I know I have to puke. And I do. And then I crawl from where I'm at in the living room, down my long ass hallway, into my bedroom, like a fucking guy, like, I mean, like war. It was like I got bombed. My plane got shot out of the fucking sky, and I'm the lone survivor trying to crawl, just grip and yank myself out of that fucking thing. And just live. And that's all I've got. And so here's the deal. I wake up. All the lights are on. Every light in my home is on. Every fucking light is, everything's on. My air is turned off. So it is, and I'm in Ohio, so it is a fucking icebox. It's the middle of winter. It's a goddamn icebox. I think it's like, it gets down to like 10 degrees at night. It's nothing insane, but it's fucking cold here. And all I have on is my socks. And not like fun socks, but gay ones. Like the Jews would have disapproved of. The Israelites would have fucking, they would have saw that shit and it's like, dude, you're sinning right now. Those are gay as fuck. Because it's Pac-Man socks. And I love them. I love my fucking Pac-Man socks. And it's got Inky, Blinky, Holly, and Mo, or whatever the hell their names are. And it's just, they're basically rainbow socks. And, and that's all I have on. And so I get out of my, I mean, I sit in my bed for a while. Anybody who's gotten way too fucked up, the first thing that happens is, what have I done? The remorse immediately sets in. Anxiety, remorse, all of it. You're just like, fucking hell. Oh, God. What the hell? What have I done? Father, forgive me. I know not what I have done. Help. And you get the headache hits you, and you're still like, you're nauseous. Nothing's great. Your blood, you can feel it, because all the oxygen has been stripped away, replaced with fucking Fireball whiskey or whatever you drink. That was another thing. Chugging Fireball on an empty stomach. I forgot to mention that I did not eat. I did not eat at all. I think my last meal before I started drinking was like 4 hours earlier. And I was working labor. I'm just in a labor job, so I'm just moving all the time. So we're talking empty, like I was on fumes. And the one calories I gave it was fucking Fireball whiskey. Oh God, I'm so fucking stupid, man. I'm so dumb sometimes. Sometimes, honestly, sometimes there are times where I'm like, oh shit, I am literally the smartest person on earth. The shit that I just said is the most brilliant shit that I've ever heard. I'm the fucking man. And then other times I do what I did fucking last night. But anyway. So I got my drink. And we're not talking about like a shot. Fuck you. No. I might as well just drink that shit straight from the bottle. I get a glass. I don't know if you can see it on camera. I'm not going to grab it. But I get a glass. Like I get a full glass. Like a water glass. Something that you would drink at home. And I fill that motherfucker. I'm having drinks. So it's nice and strong, baby. I'm getting fucked up. And yeah, I mean, I wake up in my gay socks, ass naked, in my bed, freezing cold. All the lights are on. No recollection. I'm having flashes of flashes and thoughts that I'm just like, you know, I'm just like my parents, and I'm like, I'm a failure. I fucking sucks. The world hates you. Your podcast is never going to work. Your art is terrible. You need to burn it. Your life is in shambles. You're the worst man to ever live. All that stuff that happens. You know, the deep regret that you get upon waking up after a insanely fun night. And I just feel sick. I feel ill. So I get out here to my living room, and there's a little bit of a mess, but on my table is a plate of meat and rice, half eaten. And next to the table is a massive puddle of vomit with full rice everywhere in it and some full chunks of meat. And I'm just like, okay, I guess I cooked dinner. And upon further inspection of the meat, I might as well have just taken a lighter on the outside and cooked it. And then the inside was completely raw. And I go to my kitchen. A fucking wreck. It's a wreck. It looks like I just took the bag of rice, sliced it all the way open, and just spun around. Just spun around and sprayed it everywhere as much as I wanted. And just laughed while I was doing it. Like somebody was getting fucking married. Or I killed an Asian. I don't know. One of the two. It was just madness. It was madness. There was sauce everywhere. There was grease everywhere. Fucking. It's beyond me. Looked like there was a food holocaust in there. I don't know. It was insane. It was insane. It looked like I killed the colonel of KFC, and then molested his wife, who opened the Popeyes next door. He got himself a nice southern lass, and Aunt Jemima, who was outside, just came in, and she liked my style, and she fucked me, I don't know. But it was just crazy. It was just madness. And I'm just... And now that's when you have to start doing the detective work. And so you got to look at your phone. And I sent like a billion messages to my best friend. All of them completely incoherent. And we're talking like you have to scroll a while to get through them. Sometimes all at once. Sometimes 2 hours later. Sometimes an hour later. And he's got shit to do. He's got a fucking family, okay? He's got a fucking family. And I'm just going in like an ex-girlfriend who just wants more attention because her dad didn't give her enough. It's just... And you're trying to distance yourself from her and she just won't let you fucking go. Or like me when I'm dating people. It's... So there's that. And it ended with an apology. It ended with an apology that I'm even in his life at all. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Drunk Anakin is sad Anakin. It's not great. It's not good. It's not cool. But, like, Christ, man. And there were other texts that I sent to people. But none of them were, like, anything. I don't think too unusual. I say a lot of crazy shit. I just assume. Honestly, the way that I fucking text is I know. I don't know, but I know. You know? It's like one of those knowings. One of those knows. And I know that the feds are listening all the time, always. And so I just put on a show for them. I say the most crazy shit. It's like, if you're going to watch, I'm going to waste your fucking time. It's like, there's obviously not a bomb in the back of my car, and I'm not... You have access to my location, so I know that you know that I'm not on the way to DC with this bomb like I say that I am, but, you know, you had to check because it got dinged, so that's what you fucking get for watching me all the time. Feds. I know you're there. Yeah, my FBI agent fucking loves me. Or he hates me. I don't know. That seems to be... These fucking tight-ass jeans. Why did I wear these skinny jeans? What the fuck is wrong with me? What the hell? It's because I'm gay, okay? That's what it is. I'm talking about all this gay shit. Gay guys wear skinny jeans. Only them. Because I said so, and you're not here to argue.
I'm not going to have a debate with you.
But yeah, I'm... Anyway, my night was just fucking wild. And you got to do this whole thing where you got to put the pieces together. You become a detective. It's like, what happened here? What the fuck happened here? I'm looking around, doing the math, seeing the equations, putting myself in my shoes. I was blacked out Anakin, sitting there. All right, so we know that the culprit tried to make dinner, as evidenced by the pure and utter chaos in the kitchen. And we can assume that the dinner was not all that appetizing, seeing as he did not finish it fully. But it could be the beverages. It just made him nauseous. We don't know. And we know that he fucking... absolutely failed at cooking the meat. Now, did the alcohol cause it? Or was it the raw meat that he tried to eat? Or was it both? Or did he just want to do that? Maybe he's bulimic. We'll never know. We'll never know for sure. But what we do know is that he's a total fucking faggot. Look at his socks. Yeah, this kid... he takes it up the ass, and I know it. Look at him. He just... I mean, with an ass like that, you might as well use it, right? Is anybody looking? This guy's fucking passed out right now. He's got his socks on, so it's not gay. Zip! Can I fuck this guy's ass? What'd he wake up? What'd he tell anybody? Ah, shit. I'm the one with the gun. Let me fuck this guy. Pow! And then all of a sudden I find myself in hell when I die because I got fucked in the ass by a detective. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. And I woke up and I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was the hangover that made me not want to go get groceries, go get more food for me and my dog, or if it was the pain of... you know, the lack of energy from being gay. I don't know. We'll never know. We will never know what happened last night, for sure. We will never know. I won't. And it's a tragedy, but it's life, man. Sometimes you get way too drunk, and you get fucked in the ass. You throw up all over your own floor, and you crawl like... I don't know, crawl like a war victim, a soldier, just trying to fight to live and survive and make it to your bed where you can go the hell to sleep. So we'll never know, man. We will never know. Just like we don't know if dragons exist. Because that one... it's so silly. People are... the hypocrisy. When you are not human and you take a step back and you look around and realize just how insane these humans are. How insane we are. It doesn't make any sense. Because you get dragons. You get dinosaurs. It's like, oh no. Oh no, there could be no dragons. Absolutely not. What the... You think that there's a flying lizard that just roamed through the sky, snatching people up and eating them, and it likes shiny things, so it hung out around there? And sometimes people said that it shot fire. You telling me that fucking dragons are real? Now, if you look over here in this museum, we have a beautiful, beautiful pterodactyl. These giant lizard had wings. It could grow. So, I mean, some of our fossils say that it could go hundreds of feet tall. It's wild. I just can't believe it. Oh, but dragons. Are you crazy? Fucking crazy? This motherfucker. He thinks that giant flying lizards are real. Look at him. He fucking thinks dragons are real. Now, if you look over here, we got another beautiful species. A giant snake. This giant, giant fucking snake. Some of them even still alive today, according to the legends of the Amazon. It would wriggle and writhe around, and if you can believe it, it would actually jump from tree to tree. Kind of given the illusion. And some of them, I mean, if you go back to ancient Maya or the Aztecs world, they kind of had it, but the Olmecs as well. All those Mesoamerican ancient cultures and South America, some of the South American cultures, they had this thing called the Quetzalcoatl that was this giant snake. This giant snake that had feathers, and it wasn't real. It wasn't real. It wasn't real. Because it's a dragon. But you could have this giant, you know, lizard. You got a T-Rex. That's not a dragon. No, that's not a fucking... It's a dinosaur. It's not a dragon. That thing probably could jump pretty high. Look at its fucking legs. Oh. Isn't that something? And you know that the Quetzal is said to have feathers, which is just fucking ridiculous, right? It's this giant serpent that could fly, or at least appear to be flying. No, it could fly. And it has feathers, which is translucent feathers, which is just... Take a hike, you crackpot. Get the fuck out of here. But if you look over here, we think that maybe some of these lizards with wings that flew around and definitely ate humans, early humans. These dinosaurs, these real dinosaurs, they might have had feathers. They might have. We're starting to think that maybe they did. We don't know. But didn't you just say that couldn't the Quetzalcoatl, like, dragon thing be... Dragon! Look at this fucking idiot! Look at this fucking guy. He thinks that dragons are real. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, you. You insane person. But we have the bones. Oh, you... Shut up. You talking about dinosaurs? The fuck are you talking about? You fucking talking about dragons. Dragons aren't real. Flying lizards that can kill people, and sometimes people would take a sword and try to slay the beast. And they would even have what you would call treasure. Now, if you look over here, we got another flying dinosaur that I don't know enough about dinosaurs to tell you, but definitely real. And we got a big flying lizard that... We have this giant flying lizard. It might have had feathers. We don't know for sure. But we do know that chickens share a common ancestor. These things are more bird, giant bird, than lizard. They're still lizard, but they have bird qualities. And what they would do is... They would lay their eggs, and similar to a bird, sometimes the lizard would be protective, very protective. And who knows what these eggs looked like. They could have been any color. A lot of the times with very large eggs, similar to an ostrich, they can come out with a yellowish tint. And they would lay a lot of them at times. And so they would keep them in their nest, both lizards and birds, so we can be pretty sure that this is how the dinosaurs, the very real dinosaurs, how they did this. And they, you know, they would have the egg collection. They would have like almost like nurseries of these eggs that could be any color, including yellow. So you're telling me that these dragons, or not dragons, I'm sorry. He said dragon. Look at him. Look at him fucking go. Look at this fucking idiot. The fuck is he talking? Go ahead. So you're telling me that these dinosaurs were giant lizards. We have their bones and we're finding them constantly. We know that they ate humans a lot. Early man, they hunted them. Maybe. Millions of years ago, whenever. They just ruled, they ruled all of the land. Some of them actually stuck around for a little while afterwards, similar to alligators, or like you just said, a chicken somehow made it. And they're potentially guarding gold or eggs. Treasure. Birds like shiny things that they would pick up, you know. I don't think that's too much of a stretch. So you're telling me that they also could fly, and a lot of the sources, like the big snake, you know, could jump from tree to tree and maybe give the illusion. I don't know. I'm just saying, could give the illusion to a Mayan man or other indigenous Mesoamerican folk. They could, it might be flying across the, you know, the tree. And they even have art, like temples. There's a whole temple where the sunset or sunrise, it mimics the snake going down as it would back in that day. You're saying that they also guarded their food, which would be pretty much the same as treasure back at that time. You're saying they did all of that. They could fly, these giant lizards. They could fly. They sometimes went in the ocean, you know. Just like the Chinese say with tsunamis. You're telling me that, like, typhoons, you know, the dragons coming out of the water causing the typhoon. And, you know, you're saying all that's real and we have evidence and you know for a fact that all of that is real? That's right, yeah. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say. Well, that sure sounds like a fucking dragon. You
love this motherfucker. He's fucking retarded. He's fucking stupid.
Can you believe him? Look at him. Look at him go. Look at the monkey dance. He wants the fucking dragons to go. What are you doing? Fucking reading The Hobbit and shit? What the, this dude wants Smaug to be real. He fucking thinks Smaug is real. He thinks that... Oh my god, this guy thinks that massive lizards were able to fly through the air and would guard treasure and shit. What is he talking about? That's preposterous. Get him the hell out of here. Get him the fuck out of here. It's ridiculous, man. Can you... It's just like, what? How can you even say that? How is that a talking point? Define a dragon. We're finding their bones. It's like, oh, that's ridiculous. We have them. We saw them. We hunted them. We got spears and shit. And we survived. And then, I mean, you know what? We tackled the Bible. Let's keep going. I wasn't even going to fucking talk about this, but fuck the script. Fuck the whole script. Fuck it. Fuck it. Get it out of here. Because I'm on a roll now. Fuck this shit. This is crazy. And then you have all these people that are like,
oh, the Book of Enoch is bullshit. There were no giants.
There were no giants on Earth. There was no anything. What about the flood that everybody talks about? You're telling me that fucking everybody all over the world, they didn't even talk to each other. They all have this common thing of this massive flood that happened because giants were here. And the original people, they were wiped out because of blank religious reason. And, you know, maybe you go to the Iliad or something like that, and it talks about giants, like a cyclops or something. And now I don't think... We're finding them. We have fucking dinosaurs. What the hell are you talking about? What the fuck? Look how big they got! And I don't know, maybe you don't think that... You don't think the giants could ever be real? Big humans? You don't think big humans could ever be real? Am I a maniac here? What am I... It's crazy. Just fucking think about it. What happens when you have a lot of food? Oh! What happened? I don't know, maybe now? In America? What happened? We have a country, right, that might have been completely abundant, landlocked or sea-locked or whatever. We have two very beautiful oceans on either side of us, and we have all the food that we can fucking ask for here, and it's self-replenishing, basically, as long as we do our part. And, you know, don't fight each other, and it has all the food ever. It has all the food ever. We don't have to fight. We just fucking sing kumbaya and scream about politics and whatnot and make fun online videos and just eat. And it's like, huh, what happened? We got bigger! You don't think that maybe back in the period of the giant lizards that maybe it was probably a little bit more advantageous to be a little bit bigger and stronger as a person? Oh, no, but that's preposterous. Preposterous. That's insane talk. That's insane talk, Anakin. The Neanderthals, they impossible. You know, it's just like, okay, dragons aren't real. Dragons aren't fucking real. The Book of Enoch is crazy. All that stuff. All that Mayan mythology shit. Get the fuck out of here. Greek, they tried to tell us no. Sumerians, what do they know? Giants. The fuck are they talking about? Egypt. How many more do you want? You got the king's lists. All that shit. It's like, I'm not saying it's a fucking building of a guy. But it... You know, how about the African women? How about the fucking giant African women? What do I know? What the fuck do I know? Right? That's just crazy talk. And maybe a cataclysm like an asteroid. I don't think that bones really heal up or really fucking survive that kind of thing. Especially if there's not many humans. Or at least whatever classification. I don't fucking know the exact science behind it. But it's just kind of like, you know, might be a little bit more advantageous. And clearly there was enough food to go around to make these giant fucking lizards the size of buildings. But not dragons. Definitely not dragons. Oh no, they're not dragons. They're just giant flying fucking beasts that killed everybody and guarded treasure. Stuff that would be treasure to us. It's just like, I'll say it. Can we use our fucking brain? What are we talking about? You just want to be right. Oh, dragons aren't real. He believes in dragons. He thinks giants walk the earth. Motherfucker, we're giant. We're giant. It's insane. It's insane, man. It's fucking crazy. It's so stupid. It's the shit, the hypocrisy that we run through just because. Just because. For no reason. We're just going on and on about, we just want to make fun of people and just take jabs at motherfuckers and be like, oh, they're so stupid. They're so fucking ridiculous. Dragons aren't real. Shut up. Shut up. We found them and they're called dinosaurs. Some of them are still alive. So stupid. So fucking stupid. Just like this whole podcast. Listen, guys, none of it matters. Okay, can we just be honest? Can we just be fucking honest that none of it matters? Just none of it fucking matters. None of it fucking matters. Just live life. Just have fun. Quit taking shots at everybody. Believe in dragons. Believe in the Book of Enoch. Believe in all of this shit because it doesn't fucking matter. Just have fun. Just have fun. What are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? We live in the Garden of Eden, essentially. It's called the United States of America. And we're fucking, he's right, I'm right. Oh my god, he's fucking stupid. He's not part of my party. I want him to be in the blue party, not the red party. And he's in the fucking red party, and I want him to be in the blue party. Shut up! Shut the fuck up! It's insane. It's insane. And he thinks the dragons are real. It's like, fuck you. Fuck you. Dragons are real to me. Just like my anime girlfriend. It's like, just fuck. If you want to be gay, fuck the Bible. Fuck it. Go. You're allowed. The Lord will sort you. You'll find out. You'll find out. You'll find out. If you want to try being gay, go try it. You're going to be a hell of a lot less productive on days that you get fucked in the ass. Unless it's at night. I don't know, man. Just believe in dragons. Fuck it. Fuck it. Believe in dragons. Be gay. Believe in dragons. Don't eat all day. Go on a fast. Go on a 24-hour fast. Drinking only water and electrolytes to get you through. Maybe some caffeine if you're really dying. And then chug Fireball and try to write a book that nobody's going to fucking read, probably. Maybe, I don't know. Just have fun. Fuck it. Eat raw meat after you cooked it. Or tried to when you were completely blackout drunk. And then get halfway through and just puke on the floor. Fuck it. Have fun. Have fun. Whatever. Do it. We're fine. Do what you want. Doesn't matter. It don't fucking matter. Dragons are real. Giants were real. For sure. Don't be gay. It made sense at the time. Maybe less now. But it's fine. Whatever. Just have fun. Fuck it. And listen to all my episodes I've ever put out. So thank you everybody so much for listening. My name is Anakin Meeker. If you enjoyed that, please share it, and I will see you in the next episode. Goodbye!